All right, these conspiracy theories are getting more and more deranged by the day. Donald Trump's press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, just made a surprise return into the public eye after having her child and taking a few months off. So her surprise return as a new mother is to go on Fox News and spread deranged conspiracy theories on Trump's behalf about a group of left-wing vandalists who are trying to hurt his reflecting pool. She then talks about all the arrests that have happened over the past few days, not only of just unsuspecting passerbyers, people who are walking past the reflecting pool, but also an Olympian got arrested for simply touching the reflecting pool. A Swedish journalist got arrested for taking a photo of the reflecting pool and waving her hand in the water for 1 second. Caroline Leavitt goes on live television and gloats about the arrests and detainments that have been made over Donald Trump's delusional reflecting pool conspiracy. We're going to walk through all of this in a steady-handed manner and break it down. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We have multiple clips of Caroline Leavitt to watch in just one moment, but let's start off with what the White House itself posted. The White House's official account said last night, 6 arrests have been made for vandalizing our reflecting pool. President Trump will ensure these deranged individuals are held accountable. Trump has this wild conspiracy that there was a 250-foot-long gash cut by some liberal activist in the reflecting pool, but I don't even know how that's possible. This is like a famous monument that the National Guard has been watching for the past few days. There is no possible way one person or even a group of people secretly cut a long gash in the reflecting pool. In fact, if anybody is responsible for vandalizing the reflecting pool, I would say it's Donald Trump's motorcade, which drove over it about a month ago so Trump could have this weird PR press stunt. So this is a motorcade carrying Donald Trump because he requested that they all drive over the reflecting pool. He then got in front of the cameras after and said, this is the strongest, toughest reflecting pool that any president has ever made. You know how he talks. He says this crazy shit. Well, I'm beginning to wonder if this failed renovation and the insane amount of algae and the uprooting of the bottom layer of the reflecting pool may have something to do with the anti-scientific rhetoric coming from this administration, may have something to do with the fact that this entire motorcade is moving in unison across the reflecting pool diagonally. I would take a guess that this has something to do with it. I want to show you all some of the conspiracy theories that have been floated by the right wing because it's honestly just hilarious. Listen carefully here. What I'm about to show you and read is entirely fake MAGA fiction, but I thought it was too funny not to show. So this MAGA weirdo on Twitter, Juanita Broderick, said, holy shit, the left are effing nuts. And then I read the post and it says, the FBI just raided an Antifa storage unit in DC and uncovered a full effing chemical weapons lab, 6 different kinds of aggressive algae. Guys, these are AI-generated photos that were created by some random right-wing influencer. What type of psychosis have MAGA collectively entered into regarding Donald Trump's reflecting pool? You know, I have a debate coming out tomorrow with a MAGA supporter, and the prompt is MAGA a cult? And of course, I'm arguing that MAGA is a cult. He's arguing that they're not. And this is such good evidence that the MAGA cult will just follow Donald Trump, die on the hill or die on the pool of anything Donald Trump wants to, and basically shape their entire identity of whatever Donald Trump's problem of the week is. The National Guard are currently guarding the reflecting pool. I don't think this is what... This is what was meant by the National Guard, but they're currently guarding the green Mountain Dew swamp that Donald Trump has created. And someone posted this meme on Twitter. It says, remember what you're fighting for. And it's a soldier's helmet with a fake photo of algae inside. Like, usually you keep your girlfriend or whoever's photo inside your helmet, but Trump wants them to fight just for the algae. At one point, Reuters even captured photos of police officers walking around the reflecting pool, and it seems like they caught one police officer with a piece of pool in his hand, like a piece of the reflecting pool in his hand. This says, renovations on the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool. And it shows this cop carrying something around. People began to speculate that these cops are carrying around pieces of the pool themselves so they can plant it on anybody who is passing by or putting their hand in the water and amp up the pool arrests that make Donald Trump so incredibly satisfied, I guess. This brings us over to one of the more interesting and unique stories coming out of all of this. So David Hearn is an Olympic golfer who is rather famous. A lot of you, I'm sure, know who he is. And he was arrested while simply cycling past the reflecting pool. And then he was detained for 5 hours. Here's the video of him being arrested. I think it's only fair to start with this.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll get a case number for you.
What's happening? Can I help? Huh? Can you help?
That's really funny. That's terrible.
He's literally standing there biking past the place, and then they detain him and arrest him, and he's like, this is a joke. This is an absolute joke. Yeah, this elderly man who's trying to get some exercise is the left-wing agitator who's been ruining the reflecting pool. It's definitely not Donald Trump's idiotic decision-making. He then goes on Chris Hayes and describes how he was detained for 5 hours. I haven't even gotten to the Caroline Levitt clips where she wants more people to be detained, but I think this is worth watching. Look.
Mr. Hearn, am I right that you were detained for 5 hours after this arrest?
Yes, I was in a lockup at Haynes Point Park Police jail, and I didn't know how long I was going to be held. I was held after an hour. I was told that it was going to be a sight and release, so that led me to believe that I might not be there that long, and it dragged on. I was photographed, and they put me back in, fingerprinted, put me back in, I had not been allowed to make a phone call. Nobody really knew I was there. I was held incommunicado that whole time. Was never read my rights.
What? Well, did they tell? Are you charged yet? Have they even furnished the charges?
We do have two misdemeanor citations, Chris, but there's no basis for this. We're going to contest it vigorously. It's not a federal crime to touch water.
To be fair, the framers did put in the Constitution, he who touches the reflecting pool gets the sentence of treason. Obviously, I'm completely joking. Like, have we lost our collective minds as America? Not us, not the people watching this, but we have an entire movement of MAGA that has gained power and is now using that power to start new wars, send our dollars overseas, and arrest and detain people for simply touching water. The worst part is Caroline Levitt then smugly goes on television and starts to list off all of the arrests that took place. I mean,
vandalism is very real.
Yes. Vandalism is illegal. I'm so sick of all these Trump pundits smugly going around saying, well, vandalism is something that should be criminalized. Yeah, vandalism is already criminalized. It's already something that people get arrested for. You guys are making up new charges surrounding the reflecting pool, having the National Guard enforce those charges, and then walking up on people for simply taking pictures or touching the water and arresting them. They're doing that because they're trying to hide the fact that Donald Trump's renovation failed so incredibly that he wasted tens of millions of dollars. He said this would be a one-week project for $1 million. It went like 15 weeks for $15 million, and now they're likely going to have to drain it again.
Tim Walz wants to say it's an imaginary problem. No, it is not. It's a very real problem. In fact, I spoke with the National Park Service just before joining the show. They now have 17 police reports that have been filed in just the matter of a few days. There's actually been 6 arrests at the reflecting pool where, again, these deranged individuals, many of them longtime donors to the Democrat Party, to Barack Obama, to Act Blue, that have been vandalizing and desecrating our federal monuments. One of the most beautiful monuments in the world, the reflecting pool. And that's why President Trump is not going to stop with this effort. We're going to not only hold those people accountable, but we're going to fix the pool, continue to make it beautiful from this despicable vandalism.
Okay, I did not miss listening to Caroline Levitt, but let's compare what Caroline Levitt is saying on Fox News versus what an Olympian who was actually arrested and detained for 5 hours says. You're going to notice there's conflicting narratives here, and I'm very, very, very predisposed to believe the Olympian who we have on video being arrested for basically riding his bike past the pool. Look it, they detained this guy for 5 hours for this. Let's take a look at this clip.
I was just out on about a 50-mile bike ride, and I decided to swing back over by the reflecting pool on my way back as a concerned curious citizen.
And you checked out the pool. You told the AP that you just put your hand in the water, And then what happened? You had, I've seen, like, National Guardsmen came up to you and then park police. How did that all go down?
As soon as I left the side of the reflecting pool and went back to my bike that was laid down on its side on the edge of the grass, three National Guard troops sort of materialized and started talking to me about, after I greeted them, they were talking to me about the park police wanting to talk to me.
And they arrested you? They put some sort of cuffs or zip ties on you behind your back?
Yeah, I didn't think I'd done anything wrong, so I had no reason to think I was going to be arrested, but I suggested we walk over toward the park police rather than waiting for them to come to us, and went over and furnished my ID, and kind of before I knew it, I was being handcuffed and realized I was being arrested.
I'm starting to think that Donald Trump's reflecting pool wasn't ruined by a few bikers and journalists who were simply passing by. I'm starting to think it was ruined by his awful decision-making, just like everything else has been ruined by his awful decision-making. The Iran war, tariffs, all of it. Let me show you this clip of a Swedish journalist. I played this in a video yesterday, but we didn't have confirmation of who this was. The blonde woman right here is a Swedish journalist. She has nothing in her hands. She's recording a segment where she bends down to touch the water for a second, and a bunch of plainclothes police and National Guard walk up on her and detain her.
Uh-oh. I was lied to. You can't touch it. They lied to me. The Texas Marshal said I could touch it. The National Guard told her she cannot touch it.
Okay, there's a big problem here. Why are Texas Marshals and the National Guard stationed around the reflecting pool in this manner? To continue, Pete Sessions, a Republican on the Oversight Committee, gets asked if he believes Donald Trump's theory that there was a massive gash. Donald Trump posted yesterday, "Of the many statues and fountains that we rebuilt, renovated, cleaned, and fixed, the only one vandalized was the reflecting pool. It has been given a 300-foot-long gash. Chemicals have been illegally placed in the water, and the beautiful new grass has been destroyed with a gigantic 8647 chemically carved into it, probably inspired by dirty cop James Comey." He's literally blaming James Comey on the reflecting pool now. Who's he going to blame next? Is he just going to go Barack Hussein Obama and think that explains anything? Oh, wait. He literally already did that exact thing.
Part of what's curious about this situation is we stood here with you in April when you first revealed the plans.
I said what?
In April, you showed us pictures of what you were going to do at the pool. And you said you had a guy who was going to do it in a week for about $1 million.
Well,
it's been 2 months and $16.5 million.
Yeah, okay, ready? Barack Hussein Obama, have you ever heard of him?
Yeah.
He spent 2 years and over $100 million on trying to fix it. You know what happened to it? Never even opened.
Right. This isn't even remotely true. Maybe in Trump's demented mind, pivoting to Obama every single day still works, but we are way past this. It doesn't work for the American people. Here's Trump for months and months talking about how this reflecting pool is so beautiful and untouchable.
Beautiful color, beautiful everything. You could never get anything like that.
We're going to be able to do it for about $1.8 million, and it's going to take 1 week. It's going to be something very special, and it's going to be a beautiful color.
I'm using swimming pool material. It's going to be blue, beautiful blue, which is what they always wanted.
Everybody's looking at that reflecting pool. They can't believe it. Reflects. We used a dark blue. It's called American flag blue.
I mean, this is why it's an embarrassing moment for him, because he has boasted about this so much. He could have been, it's
beautiful.
Yeah, very well said for Manu Raju right there. Trump could have been working on any number of things at any time, and instead he's put all of his political capital into this reflecting pool. Laura Ingram asks, will any Democrat urge people not to vandalize the reflecting pool? Hey, I'm a Democrat, and I will say right now, if you live in D.C., don't go around vandalizing anything. I would never, ever, ever say that somebody should put their either life on the line, livelihood on the line, the money on the line for the bail to vandalize anything. Don't do that. Don't do that. But that is not what's happening. The reflecting pool was Mountain Dew green before Trump even brought up the idea of vandalists. Derek says in the response, I will talk to my friends in the LGBTQ plus community about these outside algae taters. I will stop it. He's a Democrat, obviously joking around, but these people like Laura Ingraham and Caroline Leavitt are beyond repair. I want to end this clip off with Caroline Leavitt talking about Iran and the Iran deal, because I kind of find it funny to see her try to flounder around this awful deal.
And the vice president mentioned the IAEA, but the president's been very clear that American eyes will need to be on any project to either remove the dust, the nuclear dust, or degrade it. Is that stand as well?
That's right. It is ludicrous to assume that President Trump would ever sign on to a deal that compares in any way, shape, or form to the disastrous JCPOA that Barack Hussein Obama signed on to. They gave the Iranian regime pallets of cash.
So the Iranian regime had $1.7 billion unfrozen of assets from the Obama era after Obama had squeezed them with sanctions. What Trump just did yesterday was remove 40 years worth of oil sanctions on the Iranian regime. Donald Trump has claimed that they are done for, that their military is gone, and that this war was worth it. Well, all of the dollars that the United States taxpayers have spent, all of the death and destruction is leading to a point where Iran will be able to regain all of that revenue from these removed oil sanctions and from the Strait of Hormuz being tolled. Absolutely despicable. We're basically just getting smacked in the face. Trump is just spitting in all of our faces at this point, and I'm going to leave it there. Final advice, don't die on the hill of MAGA, don't die on the pool of MAGA, and don't let a reflecting pool become the staple of your identity. I love you all, and peace out.